From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. North Korea shows off its missile launch. North Korea on Thursday released a video of the latest missile launch, which it claims has the ability to strike the whole U.S. mainland. Leader Kim Jong-un declared the test of the Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile had completed his nation's drive to become a full-fledged nuclear power. But analysts remain unconvinced that the North has mastered the technology to ensure the missile survives the difficult reentry into the Earth's atmosphere. International condemnation is growing over the North's ballistic missile program, but so far economic sanctions have not focused Pyongyang to abandon its quest. The UN Security Council took up the latest North Korean missile test Wednesday. Jeffrey Feltman is the UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs.
Mr. President, this is the 13th time the Council has met to discuss the DPRK in 2017. The DPRK's repeated nuclear and missile tests over the past 2 years have created great tension on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. This dynamic must be reversed.
The dictator of North Korea.
The U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the U.S. would be the North would be utterly destroyed if war broke out. She called on all nations to cut ties with North Korea, a view rejected Thursday by Russia. The U.S. also called on Beijing to cut off the North's supply. This is VOA News from Washington. For more news on this story, look at our website. This is VOA News. The issue of slavery was front and center at the opening Wednesday of the 5th European Union African Union Summit in Abidjan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the recent video images of migrants sold in Libya call for quick action. While the summit is focused on education and investment in Africa, it is also trying to discourage migrants from getting to Europe across the Mediterranean. The UN Refugee Agency Wednesday welcomed the decision taken by Libya to open a transit center for unaccompanied children and other refugees following reports slave traders were selling migrants at markets in the North African country. It will allow the transfer of thousands of refugees to third countries. Pope Francis has arrived in Bangladesh for a three-day visit, including an interfaith meeting expected to include representatives of the Rohingya Muslim community. Following a four-day visit to Myanmar, also known as Burma, the Vatican Wednesday insisted the moral authority of the Pope is intact, despite forcefully denouncing the crackdown on the Rohingya, prompting a mass exodus. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
I find it really hard to think that the moral authority of the Pope has somehow diminished. People are not expected to solve impossible problems, and the moral authority of the Pope stands.
Burke said the Pope's lack of public condemnation does not take away from past statements he has made or what might have been said in private as he met leaders of Myanmar. Rival Palestinian factions Wednesday agreed to postpone the handover of control of Gaza from Hamas to Fatah by 10 days to December 10th. Fatah official Fayez Abu Ita said the delay of the Egyptian-mediated agreement will allow for what he called a completion of arrangements. Both sides had signed a reconciliation agreement in Cairo last month after Hamas agreed to hand over Gaza's administrative control to Fatah a decade after winning elections. An international labor organization report says a majority of the world's population, 4 billion people, have no social protection, leaving them mired in endless cycle of poverty. I'm Ann Ball from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.